listener production.
Good morning, I'm Amy Ross. The Mount Gambier RSL has been holding its Anzac Day Dawn service this morning. It's a chance to commemorate those who have served and sacrificed their lives, with another couple of services being held later on in the morning and a march too. RSL President Robert Sandow says the significance of the day is not lost on the community.
I think our local residents would be like all other residents in Australia. They've all had family members that have gone along to one of the battles that we've had in the past. And these days we stand on their shoulders and they give us the lifestyle that we have now.
Petrol prices are soaring again, with lots of South Aussies planning a longer break for Anzac Day. The RAA's Mark Borlase says unleaded's gone up to $2.29 at a dozen of servos in the capital city.
So obviously, if you're going to turn this into a four-day weekend, then certainly fill up at anything around $1.80 that you see on the way home.
A second greyhound has been put down at the Mount Gambier racetrack in the space of 10 days. The 19-month-old was racing on April 21 when it fell and sustained injuries to its hind leg. It was assessed by the track vet and euthanised. The Advertiser reporting animal advocates are naming Mount Gambier a graveyard for young greyhounds. And Wollunda Rec Centre has been recognised for a National Local Government Award. The site is competing in the regional growth category. Tomorrow is the last chance to cast a vote for it. In sport, NBL One South teams will be honouring the Anzacs with a special round to commemorate those who have served and sacrificed. Along with pre- and post-game ceremonies and special uniforms, the coaches and referees will award one player from every game the Anzac Round medal. It'll be awarded to the player that best embodies the Anzac spirit. The Pioneers will be at home this weekend for the special round, coming up against the Keilor Thunder.